Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305. And right now, we coming from Miami, Florida. And I got a host, a special guest tonight. I got Crystal in the building with me. And I'm playing this song. I'm playing this song because we watch Squid Games and we both have different opinions on it.
Oh my God!
What'd you say, Crystal?
Nothing. Okay. I don't like Squid Games.
You don't like Squid Games?
No. What was the purpose of Squid Games again?
What was the purpose of Squid Games? People was desperate for money.
I mean, does it teach you anything about it?
People was desperate for money, and people would do anything for money to get out of their debt. They even play games that would jeopardize their life.
Does it teach you anything in real life?
It don't teach you shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God!
Okay.
But it's entertaining, Crystal.
Okay. You feel like it's entertaining? Do you think you're going to remember it 2 months from now?
No, it's just going to be like Tiger King and all them other Netflix shows. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be like a thing, and then we ain't going to hear nothing about it. We ain't going to talk nothing about it. But they did have some interesting games, though, Crystal. Now, come on now.
Pretty sure.
What you didn't like about...
for the time being, I mean, I'm pretty sure. That's what it was supposed to do. To captivate you,
to no, make Crystal.
You feel like the games are worth playing for the money that they were playing for.
Shit, they played for like 40 something billion damn dollars.
It doesn't matter.
In Korean money, though.
It doesn't matter what money. It's money.
Money is money. One of the dudes, he had put his mama house up. And her business up for collateral. And lost it. And was on the verge of losing it. And he needed to pay money to get up out of it. So he was playing the game. The evil one. You know what I'm talking about? The dude friend. I don't know the character's name.
He had a daughter. He missed her birthday. He took her anywhere.
No, that was the main character. I'm talking about his friend.
Oh. No. Well, I didn't watch it, so... I mean,
Christy, everybody watched goddamn.
That doesn't mean it's good, though.
I ain't say it was good, but
I don't do what everybody else do.
Oh my God!
Christy don't do what everybody else do. So hold on.
Netflix is bad in general.
You not gonna sit up here and hate on some Netflix, now, goddamn it! Everybody
Netflix
loves Netflix
is addictive. It's plain and simple.
What's so addictive about Netflix? Because I don't watch it a lot. So, I don't think it's addictive.
For certain people. You devote, like, hours of your time, 13, 14 hours of your life, just to tell somebody it was okay. Or, like, it was okay. But you spend 13 hours watching something that was just okay. It's designed to destroy your focus and to numb you into submission.
What?
Netflix.
That's bullshit. Ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody trying to hit up bullshit like that.
Whatever.
That's bullshit.
How is that bullshit?
Netflix is entertaining, okay?
I bet it is. But think about this. You can take 13 hours of your precious time and do something else with it and get a better outcome than watching Squid Games.
Squid Game's not the only thing, only show that's on Netflix, though.
It doesn't matter. It's just Netflix, period. Let's not
Netflix
talk about
guys.
Let's
got
Squid Games. Anything on Netflix.
Netflix has different cultures, and they have. Oh,
to be honest,
this red light, green light. Ooh,
it's hardly hard to find anything.
So come on, red light, green light. They have you like on the edge of your seat when you have. I'm sorry.
I don't care if they have you on the edge of your seat. I mean, I saw it. Like it's. But it doesn't do anything for me.
How you felt about that old man?
I didn't feel no way about it.
You didn't?
No.
So you don't care. You just wanted to bash. You just wanted to bash Squid Games, and you wanted to bash Netflix, huh?
No. I don't want to bash it. I'm just on getting some money, and you can't get money watching Squid Games.
Whatever, Crystal.
King.
Oh my God!
You tripping now? you taking my the first topic and beating the first topic down?
Okay, well,
you beating the first topic down. We ain't even talk about the red light, green light.
Let's talk about the red light.
How red light, green light? The people got money. The man that won in the end, he got the money now, Crystal.
Okay.
So, of course, us that watching, we can't get no money from watching Netflix. Some people do get paid for watching Netflix. Unfortunately, we're not the ones. But when people watch Netflix, it's basically Netflix and chilling. So you home and you chilling. Some people be with their spouse. Some people be solo. Some people like to binge watch. So
binge watch. Speaking of binge watch is actually bad. It's a bad word. But go ahead. Sorry.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, you say nobody getting money. I think people could get money throughout their day and go home and watch Netflix. God damn it.
I mean, it's okay to watch Netflix every now and then.
You talking about it's addictive and it is this addictive, and that.
It is. Actually,
for some people, it's addictive too.
Squid Games is the most money they made since Netflix been open. It's a fact.
I heard.
It's a fact. The biggest show they ever made.
Shout out to Netflix, I guess.
And it was the dumbest show they ever made, too.
I think the ending was dumb as hell. I ain't like the ending. The ending made it kind of stupid, but
the whole thing was dumb.
What about the marbles?
What about the marbles?
The marbles was if you had even an odd, if you get the most marbles, the person who get the most marbles win.
Wow, marbles? What about money?
They still going for money, Crystal. That's what Squid Games is based on.
I know.
They going for every time a person die, you get 17 million, a billion go into the pot. Some shit like that.
So
I don't
you
know.
Think that we should have something like that in real life?
Crystal, it's a damn... Oh, my God. Crystal, it is a show. It's a goddamn Netflix show.
That's the point. That's the point I'm trying to make.
This the Day Sam Blunt podcast show. And right now, Crystal being blunt, goddamn it.
Oh, my God.
She taking the meaning to the show, the meaning of the show. She running with it. I fucks with it, dog. Anyway, we ain't gonna talk about the Squid Games anymore because it's not giving us no money. We ain't making no money off Squid Games, according to Crystal. And we gotta make some money. So since we gotta make some money, we gonna go to the next segment, and I guess pay our bills. God damn it. Would you like to go to the next segment, Crystal?
Yes. We can take a break and talk about this.
Because you tired of Squid Games, right?
Yes.
You don't get no money from Squid Games.
Squid Games doesn't teach me anything. It doesn't teach my thinking. It doesn't enhance my thinking. It just takes away from my entire life to sit there hours and watch it. Like,
so we ain't watching Netflix no more because it's going to take away from hours of our lives. According to Crystal, it don't get us no money, God damn it.
Nothing, but make Netflix richer.
But we making Netflix richer.
That's it.
Shout out to Netflix. Yes. Anyway.
You know what? Netflix, what's making them so big now is because average TV, a lot of people be like, this, let's get away from cable. But average TV is like, you used to have to dedicate your time every day, like Love & Hip Hop. Now we got DVR so you can record it. But you used to have to dedicate your time before DVRs to sit in front of a TV on that time, be on the television's time instead of your time. You literally stop whatever you're doing to make time to watch a show.
That's why it's called Netflix and chill.
Exactly.
God damn it,
that's
duh.
That's the point of Netflix. That's why Netflix came on. But which is even worse, they download 20 hours of content for you to sit there and get stuck.
That's not for everybody though. God bless the people that sit home all day, don't get no money, and watch Netflix. Now, if you're talking about those people, okay, I understand what you're saying. But it's certain people out here that just want to just watch Netflix after they get off of work, a long day of work, or outside doing a hobby or whatever. Maybe they on vacation from work.
That's
you
fine.
Never know. That's why it's called Netflix and chill. Maybe they got company over the house. They want to chill.
That's fine.
Or let the movie play in the background and they chill. Anyway, let's go
to
the next segment.
I got like 3 accounts.
We've almost 10 minutes in on this first segment.
My bedroom got 2 logins.
And we hold on, Crystal. We finna go to another segment. gon' start this shit off right. Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. What's up, Crystal? We got some badass bitches in the house tonight. Crystal was talking about Crystal, you was going in on Netflix. You just make me feel bad for watching Netflix. You can make people feel bad for watching Netflix, but it's okay.
Okay.
Cause you say we ain't getting no money.
Yeah. What, like, it's other things you can do besides watching Netflix. Like, you can work out. Every time you want to watch Netflix, do some sit-ups or do some jumping jacks.
Hey, that's real. I guess the crowd, they really do agree with that. I like that.
Read a book. I don't know.
Go so, yeah.
Do something productive.
We're going to go to another topic. I wanted to talk about the Dave Chappelle, but Crystal didn't watch the Dave Chappelle comedy show. So, since Crystal didn't watch the Dave Chappelle show, it don't make sense to talk about it. So, we're going to go to another topic.
Oh, my God.
Crystal, how you feel about that that man that got arrested for chasing that woman into her New York apartment? Did you see that?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
Let's pull this up, man. Shout out to that Lil Wayne in the background. You don't like this song, Crystal?
I do like it.
That's Lil Wayne with Ashanti.
This new?
This from Carter 5. Shout out to Lil Wayne and Ashanti. Oh, you ain't know they had a song together, huh?
Wayne was always my favorite rapper until Drake came out, but that's why you gotta thank Lil Wayne.
Gotta thank Lil Wayne.
And Drake always thank Lil Wayne. Always. He always say, if it wasn't for Lil Wayne, besides God, of course. If it wasn't for Lil Wayne, oh.
Orisha Lucky, who has an extensive criminal record with 37 prior arrests.
So he got arrested 37 times. But I knew it wasn't for doing the same shit. But you see what he did? He chased that lady to her door. She was burglary, harassment, and criminal trespassing. She going to her door.
That's why you gotta say.
How you feel about that? You a woman. Would you have to protect yourself? Women should be able to protect themselves.
I have my mace. Well, I live in a nice area. It's a decent area. So nobody wouldn't chase me. Always look around yourself before you get out of the car. If you're a single woman, you should always, if you live in an apartment complex, this is from someone that told me that used to rob people. He said, I used to say, what's the best advice you can give someone? He said if you pull up in your apartment complex, ride around apartment complex first and see what you see first.
Mm-hmm.
Because a crook always want to never be seen. So if you see them, they less likely to rob you.
You hear that, ladies?
Because you see them.
And that's game from Crystal. See, that's why that's my...
stay in your car.
You see, that's why Crystal, my friend. See, she gives good advice. See, she just gave y'all women some good advice.
You don't just get out your car and then be careless. I know women that be careless, leave the door open. I know somebody years ago that literally got her car stolen. She was on her way to work. She always left her car running. She came in the house with the keys, everything, purse, everything in the car. Went back in the house for something else. Somebody took the whole car.
Oh, my God.
Women always do some backward ass shit. Y'all women be tripping. Y'all can, you
know, everything in the car. Somebody took the whole car, purse and all, credit cards and all, money, cash, everything she had.
I don't know why I be giving myself a round of applause after I say something. That's kind of crazy. I just addicted to pressing that damn button. Shout out to that button.
But yeah, we should carry mace. We should carry
a gun.
If you don't want to carry a gun, carry mace or something.
I think all women should have guns.
I think every woman should take self-defense classes, or at least one or
that
two.
That too.
Be on survivor mode when you're alone. Always be
but
on survivor
mode. But we in Miami, women need guns.
It doesn't
niggas...
matter where you are. You just need to be on survivor mode. There's so many things happening to people right now in the world until it's like, dang, could it have been prevented? Sometimes it could, sometimes it couldn't have. I mean, most times I say it could if we just not as careless. But sometimes we don't expect people to run up on us either. So
a lot of shit been happening to women lately, man. Like,
women need
rest in peace to all the women that didn't survive domestic violence or being attacked by weirdos. Women must protect themselves at all times. And on the Day Sound Blunt Show, we support women. Crystal, this This October, it's breast cancer awareness.
I know, I'm getting a mammogram. I actually went to get one this month, but they want to do a full diagnostics and an ultrasound.
Shout out to all the breast cancer survivors.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared? God is good.
I don't know. My gynecologist said she felt a lump in my breast, so that's why I'm going. Well, she recommended, so I have a full test coming up. I'm just scared of it hurting, that's all. Not the results.
Well, we're going to send our prayers to Crystal as she go take the what test?
Mammogram.
The mammogram. On the Day Sound Blunt Show, as you see, we just have conversations, good conversations. We talk about whatever. You know, we got Crystal in the building again. Shout out to Crystal. Thank you so much for participating on the show. This some big shit, goddammit. So yeah, Crystal, you think all women should know self-defense? I agree with that.
Yes, all women should get mammograms.
They found that dude that killed his girlfriend dead.
I don't think he killed. I think he is alive.
He choked that damn girl, Crystal.
I know, but I think he faked his death, though. I don't think.
You think he faked his death? They did a dental report, Crystal.
I don't care. Did they find a body?
Found bones.
They didn't find a body. That's what people do. People watch too much Netflix. They be like, let me break it.
Oh my God. Netflix ain't got nothing to do with the news, Crystal.
Oh my God.
And so they find his body, he's alive.
They found his body.
No, I don't care. Crystal, they found his body. They didn't say they found his body.
Crystal, what that say? What did it say right here?
They never said his body. Until they get his head, he's alive.
What the hell?
First time in Honda's history. Till they get his head, he's alive. I don't care. Wow.
Crystal, the man is dead, Crystal.
Yeah, let me put some tooth. They verified dental
records. They did dental records. That's how they identified dead people, Crystal.
His parents led them exactly, the FBI exactly, to where he was. When they were already looking.
Here what the people got to say. Hold on. What
the
people.
This month-long search for her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, coming to an end.
The FBI.
Shout out to Channel 10.
The human remains found yesterday in the Carlton Reserve.
Human remains, Crystal.
Right to local 10. They didn't say a body, Trayvon.
Outside the Laundrie family's home in Northport tonight. Roy.
Calvin and Nicole, well, all is quiet outside of the home of Brian Laundrie's parents. This after they have learned the remains of their son have been discovered. Many people holding out hope that Brian Laundrie would be found alive because it's likely that
they just say what?
I don't care. They didn't tell
he us. Dead. He killed himself. He a coward. Let's talk about these cowards that's killing women and killing themselves. They some cowards, man. Some cowards, man. Like, I don't even want to speak on his name. Like, I just want to say he a coward. Brian Laundrie, whatever his name, he a coward. That other man that killed that girl, Maya, God bless her soul, from down here in Florida, in Miami, he a coward. He hung himself. People killing themselves after killing women. Why? And I want to know why.
How's it know they shouldn't be killing women?
Maybe they scared to go to jail.
I would never know why, really.
I think they scared to go to jail.
Now sparking further questions, the fact his
he a coward. The dude that killed Maya, a coward.
Yeah, I don't like the dude, especially the dude that killed Maya. But both of them, but still, I just feel like her family should have saw some sign of the boyfriend mistreating her. But my sister and I talked about this. She was like, I had a crazy boyfriend at one point in time. I moved with him out of town. We moved to Atlanta. We moved together. He could have did the same thing if we would have went that far. Who knows? But I doubt it. I never felt that way.
Women with crazy boyfriends. Like, what's the signs? What they had a trend going on social media last week, the red flag trend. Crystal, what's red flags of a dude that looks like he put his hand on women? What's a red flag that you look out for?
Controlling. If I want to do something and he doesn't want me to do what I want to do, then he's controlling me. And I'm extremely submissive to the point where I'll be like, okay, that's what you want to do. I'll even let you be a dummy sometimes and lead you and knowing that you're wrong so I can show you how much I'll be right. Not all the time, because I don't want to prove that.
That's interesting because Monet said one day, shout out to Monet. Monet told me one day, she said, you know what? I wonder if guys just know that women just play dumb.
Yeah.
We just play dumb to see how long y'all just gonna let us just think that we dumb.
Of course.
Why y'all do that shit? That's some fucked up shit.
Oh my God.
That's fucked
because
up.
Because we wanna show y'all, we don't wanna be argumentative and.
Shit.
We don't.
Well, that's bullshit. Hold on, Crystal. Let's pause real quick. We got to go to another segment. We hold that thought right now. Hold on. Say that dick so good, she won't break up with a man. Say that dick so good, she won't be the. Welcome back to the Day Sam Blunt Show. I ain't know he was finna say that shit. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Chris, I promise I ain't know that nigga was gonna say that shit. This is a goddamn Apple mix right now.
That's why I was selecting the music to help you out. So we wouldn't hear any of that.
Who was that? That was Kevin Gates. Let's go to another song. Oh my God. Oh, I apologize to the Day Sam Blunt like audience. That. You know my mama be listening to this show, Crystal.
Well, that's all of
oh it. My God.
That's why I said try listening to some Sade. Actually, in BMF, because you guys say you haven't watched it. I told you I'll let you. We'll watch it on Stars. They listen to jazz music before they did any interactions. It kept them calm. I was like, oh, that's interesting. But jazz music is proven to keep you calm, so.
I like jazz music. I listen to some jazz music, Crystal.
Well, we tried to put on Sade. You didn't want to put it on, right?
I didn't want
to
put on. Hold on. First of all, I know old girl in the background not trying to participate.
Second of all, that's why I told you to put on Sade, because you was.
You want to listen to Sade? We're going to listen to some Sade.
No, we don't have to put on Sade.
I think ain't nothing wrong with Boosie, goddammit. Ain't nothing wrong with Boosie telling people to park it. Hold on. Somebody trying to participate. I'm recording. What, Crystal? You don't like Boosie, Crystal?
It's your show.
Oh, we finna listen to some Sade, cause you know what? I'm not about to.
Here we go. Holy moly, cheeseburger.
Y'all don't know, this is how me and Crystal is all the time. That's my friend for years. This is Crystal. Shout out to Crystal. Thank you for coming on the show. You make the show lit, Crystal. You know that?
Thank you.
No, I'm dead serious. So right now, I'm about to turn this off.
Thank goodness.
I'm about to turn that off. You sound just like one. Is that Sade?
No, it's.
Hold on. I got it.
There
we go. What you want to listen to?
Pick something. Anything you pick. Do the best of Sade. Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever you play, it's fine. How about that?
I know something about some Sade, goddammit. Let me do this. I guess. So, since we listening to some Sade. Because my mama might be listening to this show. I hope she not. Crystal, don't do me like that, goddammit.
Oh, my God.
So, we touched on a lot of good things, a lot of good topics. And Crystal, you was looking through the notes earlier, and you said you liked the inflation. The inflation of the prices that's going on in the world. This is a world crisis. This is not even a United States crisis. This is a worldwide crisis where the prices of the food is going up, the prices of gas is going up. How you feel about that? Did you notice that?
I think it should, though. I mean, it shouldn't.
What?
I don't know. I think it shouldn't. In a way,
Oh my God!
For the economy. Why wouldn't it go up? It only makes sense.
Don't know, Crystal. Don't nobody want the food, the prices of food to go up.
But however, if so many people getting food stamps and selling chicken out of their house,
this ain't about. You know what I'm gonna say? This ain't about people who get food stamps, Crystal. This is about
the middle class people.
The middle class people. God damn it.
The rich people, they don't care how much nothing costs. The poor people getting food stamps. The middle class people got to pay for it. They don't make enough, but they do make enough.
I want to know. Hold on. Let's listen to this little quick little news report about what's going on with food.
With six kids, the bills add up quickly. So Kanisha Harry uses
inflation is when prices rise over time.
A strategy she shares with others on social media.
It's when items and services, from bananas
something ain't right.
To housing,
I got something playing in the background. I apologize. Oh my
God. Oh my God.
I'm gooped out on the Day Sound Blunt podcast show.
No more shots for you.
No more shots for me. I was drinking. So what? I'm back. Let's bounce back right now.
I paid out of pocket.
So here's the problem.
Mom tracks her grocery bill down to the penny.
Even if it changed by 5 cents, I'm going to notice.
With six kids, the bills add up quickly. So Kanisha Harry uses couponing to stretch her dollars further. A strategy she shares with others on social media.
Let's go to Freshco.
Usually that was the cheapest. That skyrocketed. I remember the prices used to be $1.77, then it went to $1.88, $1.99, and then it went to $2.29, and now it's $2.49.
She's one of many Canadians trying to cope with.
I guess this Canada. So this Canada. So Crystal, there's people in Canada going through crisis. Women with kids, Crystal.
Their money goes up, but our money still goes a long way in Canada, depending on their currency. I hear it all the time. They're like, oh, our currency is up or it's low.
Do you go grocery shopping on a regular?
No, I don't.
So that's sometimes. Why you probably don't notice like the prices of meat and stuff.
It, but I don't buy meat that much. I should
bacon,
I don't
eggs. Bacon.
I don't eat eggs that much, really. No.
Bacon. People eat bacon. You eat bacon.
I eat bacon, yes. I do.
A lot of people eat bacon except for my daddy and other, a lot of people like that vegans and stuff. A lot of people don't like pork, but hey, different strokes for different folks. So you like the gas prices going up? You like the gas prices where they at right now?
I don't like the gas prices, but I guess they got to go up.
There was a rumor
but
that
they need to give us more money at the same time. That's how I feel. I feel like it's okay if the prices are going to go up if they're going to give us more money.
They never going to give us more money. I don't know what you got
to
do.
They need to give us another stimulus check.
I'm tired of stimulus checks, man. I don't want no damn stimulus check. I want equal opportunity, equal
even if it's not for
funding,
us, it's
equal
for everyone. I want the people to get another stimulus check.
I want to get raises. I want raises, annual raises. I want to be able to get up out of my middle class. I want to be able to pay my debt. I want to be able to live and go on vacations at the same time. I don't want no fucking stimulus check. Stimulus check can't do shit for me unless I got kids, Crystal. Don't you think? $1,200 funky ass dollars. What you gonna do with that? Book one trip, one vacation. That's how I feel. I don't know, man. Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if they gonna raise all of that stuff, they need to raise salary. Shit. But they don't. They wanna keep people at the bottom up, keep people trapped in the middle, but it's all good.
I don't wanna be an entrepreneur, so I don't wanna work for anyone.
I don't want to work for nobody neither. Speaking of not wanting to work for people, like, would you like to own a franchise? Have you thought about owning a franchise?
Of course, absolutely.
We was watching this earlier. We was watching the top 10 franchise with the most black owners. It was pretty cool. Anything about it that you found interesting?
Nothing but cakes. The owner of a franchise is black. Would have never imagined, have known it. And
nothing
I love
but
nothing but cakes.
I ain't never been to nothing but
I
cakes.
I love it. You can go in there and try their cakes. They have the cakes already cut, a little pieces of different kinds. So
mm-hmm.
It's one near here. You guys are right here by one, literally. It's on right there on the corner of where Dick's Sporting Goods is. Across from the mall, I think. Right there. You guys are right here. It's right there. It smells like
it's like an island place?
No, it looks like a mom and pop store, but it's nothing but cakes in there. Literally.
I was surprised that Wingstop was owned by a bunch of black people. Like, that's crazy. Wingstop. So you could get into the Wingstop game. That's cool. And Kona Ice. I like Kona Ice.
I like Kona Ice. I had them in Orlando. At the water park, and it was amazing.
So yeah, they were showing the prices and stuff on this. What we was watching? This is
Black Essence.
Yeah, Black
Excellence.
Yeah, Black Excellence. Yeah, Black Excellence on YouTube, and they were showing all these shows and I mean all these businesses that black owned, that's black owned, and we would all love to be black owners, of course. I would hope, cause don't nobody want to be working for people. So
well, that's why you gotta apply yourself.
You gotta start your own side hustle.
Right now, Wingstop's is between $347,000 to $759,000 to buy a franchise.
You gotta patch up with your friends, patch up with your homeboys, put your savings together.
Not necessarily.
Or what?
You can ask for the money. There's loans.
You gotta have good credit. There.
Not necessarily either. You're putting in a restaurant in a different name. So, I mean, if you're serious about opening a Wingstop, if somebody's gonna give you the money, they're putting it towards the Wingstop. They're not giving it to you to put in your account. It's going to save for Wingstop.
This is the Day Say I'm Blunt podcast show, and right now we got Sade in the background. And we're a little bit over the 10-minute mark, so we're going to go ahead and go to another segment.
Tropical Smoothie.
Cafe location.
Welcome back to the Day Say I'm Blunt podcast show with my special guest, Crystal. She done went over there to get some old liquor. In the background, we got that no cap.
Run around with them same niggas. I ain't think about hanging with new ones. I'll go dig up them
that's
old
no
ones.
That's no capping and Quando Rondo.
Stuck in the hood, this where my niggas died. Kind of hard for me to move on. Trying to win, I ain't trying to see no tie. I ain't trying to put no suit on. 500 steaks, and I still won't meet the cop. I jury frosted flakes. I barely got time to
you
see
good?
My pop. For the nigga who murdered Slim, no doorbell, I'ma knock him off. I'ma
you good?
Put this Glock to work. I just pray to God that he
gets. Welcome back, Crystal. Crystal, this your first podcast, is it? It's your first podcast?
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's okay.
I'm getting on your nerves?
Yeah.
You know how I get on people's nerves. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Trey always getting on somebody's nerves. That's why Monet quit on me. I remember Monet used to do this podcast thing with me, then she got tired of me. She was like, I don't like how you talk to me on there. Da-da-da, I don't want to do this. She abandoned me.
How much?
Oh, my God.
Say what? I was supposed to have a call-in guest, but I don't know. I'm supposed to have a call-in guest.
You're not live, right?
I'm recording. This is my next segment.
No one can see us, right?
No, I'm not.
I was digging in my nose a lot.
You what the?
Oh my God!
I'm just kidding.
They say I'm Blunt Show with Crystal digging her nose. God damn it! Oh my God! She playing around.
I use a napkin.
Shout out to Crystal for being Boogaloo, Mrs. Boogaloo.
No, my nose is just itchy.
So yeah, man, everybody want to be owners. Like, I want to own something. Crystal, what would you
want? Everybody don't want to be owners.
All right, everybody don't want to be owners. That is true. But if you had a business, Crystal, what would you go after?
I can't tell you.
Crystal, we just hypothetically, like, just talking like, I can't tell you. Like, I'm going to take your business idea.
Maybe so. Who never? You may.
I don't want to take your business idea. I got my own business idea.
The business of massaging toes.
You know damn well I ain't gonna massage your goddamn toes. So you should have just put that out there in the universe. You ain't had to say you was gonna keep that to yourself because I ain't fucking massaging no damn toes. The fuck?
Whatever.
Hell no.
Whatever.
This motherfucker crazy, dog. Talk about massaging toes. Like, that's what you wanna do for real?
No.
So why would you.
Oh my God,
dog. What I would do. Yeah, I like this song. Whatever you dancing to it, you like that song. Everybody like this song.
Not everybody.
A lot of people do. God damn it. On the Day Say I'm Blunt show, whatever I like, people like. I think.
Oh, okay. Everybody like.
I hope so.
Everybody like.
I hope so.
Say,
shit.
Everybody like whatever you say.
All right. I know my mama don't like this song. If she listening to this shit, God damn. But yeah, Crystal, if I was to start a business, honestly,
you
know,
open a church.
I open a what? A church, man, girl, please. Nah, if I was to open up a business, really, I would.
Won't Nan be the first lady?
I open up a small corner store. A mobile corner store.
What in the black?
That don't make no sense what I just what said. A mobile corner store. Oh, what the fuck type of shit? No, because you talk about feet. Okay. You talk about doing a massage, massaging feet and shit. So why I can't hypothetically?
So
I don't want to put my business car. Out there. I don't want to put what I was.
So what you're saying is you're gonna be selling stuff out of the car. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
a mobile corner store.
A mobile corner store. Okay, got shit. It. The car gonna be broke down and I'm gonna have the fucking damn trunk open. Selling all type of shit. Nah, but for real though, I would like to have like a mobile.
I want people to come to me.
Yeah, you
I'm
can
not coming to you.
People is gonna No. I'm not saying like that, like a mobile pop-ups, whatever. Like, you know, I like to cook, so a food truck, or you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Art place where.
But we talking about me though, Crystal. We talking about. We already. You said you was gonna do feet.
You right.
You said you was gonna do feet.
I want the state of the art foot place. Yeah.
Okay, and I want something mobile.
Okay, go ahead.
I want something mobile. Shout out to 21 Savage.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't like 21 Savage?
I like 21.
You sure?
I'm sure.
But yeah, that's what I would like to have, something mobile. If I was to own something, I would have to have something mobile.
Okay.
We know, so seriously though, what would you like to have for real?
I told you, I wanted to be state of the art. So as soon as you walk in, you look automatically up at the ceilings and you be like, it just take away your breath. Like,
so when you get your feet, when the person getting their feet done, they just laid down,
yes,
looking up at the ceiling. I could feel that though. That's some raw ass shit.
They see the stars and they just like, it's just total relaxation.
What the name of it be?
It's gonna be like a relaxation spa.
What's the name of it?
Relaxation.
Relaxation.
Sensation.
Sensation. Nigga.
I don't know.
On the Day Sound Blunt Show. Crystal gonna have a business and Trey Plus gonna have a business, and hopefully y'all will come through our shit. Shout out to all the business owners, the black business owners that's doing their thing in Miami. First of all, I would like to give a shout out to Keology. You know about Keology?
I heard of it.
Keology, the real deal. Shout out to Keology, the number one locksmith in Miami Gardens, my opinion. You ain't ever lock your keys in the car?
No. Because I remember to take them out with me.
But if you ever lock your keys in the car, we're going to call Keology.
My key don't lock in the car. My car won't lock with my key in there, so.
And you can call that boy up real quick. That boy will come through and.
That's how I realized my keys won't lock in there, because I kept trying to lock my door and it wouldn't lock.
Mm-hmm.
And my car kept beeping. I'm like, why is my car not locking? And I was like, where's my keys? I looked for my keys. I was like, oh, they're in the car. That's why. So, yeah. But shout out to y'all.
Shout out to all the small business owners. Shout out to my team. I don't know what they're doing right now, but shout out to y'all. On the day, you know I got a crew, right?
Mm-hmm.
You looking at y'all? You tired? You done? You ready to quit on me?
I'm not tired. I was just looking to see what time it is. Tomorrow's Sunday, though. I'm off tomorrow.
The Dolphins play tomorrow. What the hurt?
Oh, man? Sunday football. Oh. Can't
shout
wait.
Shout out to the Dolphins. I can wait. Shit. Because dumb boys be tripping. Let me see what the Hurricanes doing right now. So I had did a little 15-minute Instagram live the other day, Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
To try to get my feel back for this podcast thing. It was straight. I had a little rant about the Dolphins and a rant about the Hurricanes. And it looked like the Hurricanes doing something. I don't know. I'm trying to catch the score real quick. Let me catch the score real quick and let this song play real quick on the They Sound Blood podcast show.
He cried, she cried, they cried. But he's different when a gangster crying. He rich, she rich. They rich. But he's different when a gangster shine. He shoot, they shoot, he shoot. But it's different when a gangsta fire. I ask God, was it different when a real nigga praying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I asked the mic, was it different when a real nigga sang? Yeah. I asked the world, was it different?
Man, I'm going to wrap this show up. I'm going to wrap They Sound Blood. Thank you, Crystal, for tapping into the show. I don't know what that sound was in the background. Chris, you ain't gonna say bye to the audience.
Okay, I can say bye. Hey, y'all, good night. Sleep tight.
We gonna end this with that no cap playing in the background.
Don't let the roaches bite. I don't have roaches.
What? Don't let the roaches bite. I just peeped that. Ain't no roaches running around biting no damn body. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Day Sam Blunt. I don't know what the hell I was about to say. Thank you for tuning in to the Day Sound Blunt Show. I was your host, Straight Plus 305, and that was Crystal in the background. Yes, sir, we out.
But it's different when a gangster crying. He rich, she rich, they rich. But it's different when a gangster shine. He shoot, they shoot, he shoot. But it's different when a gangster fire. I ask God, was it different when a real nigga praying? The mic, was it different when a real nigga sang? Yeah. I asked the world, was it different when a street nigga famous?
Me and my gangsters throwing foes. Yeah. For we was street famous, ain't nobody broke the code. No. Remember, we was all smiles when we got our first load. Now you dead and it's heavy on my soul. Free the guys, man. Judge looking at me full of hate, I just smile, man. Crying up inside, cause I'm finna leave my tribe, man. FN on me, can't let them down. Money ain't changed me, it just changed the people around me. Fact, disrespect time, folk had to bleed that nigga. Shed a tear for Corey Miller, ain't won't leave that nigga. He rap, she rap, we rap, but my shit different. I put a nigga up in tears.
Boost the shit hit different.
They killed live and they killed the whole car. 3